before we go, the bill proposed by Fine Gael's Regina Doherty was being debated in the Shannon. Among its provisions are how character referees for convicted sex offenders should be treated when giving evidence to the court. Gabby, what's in the bill? What are the provisions?
Yes, so of course your listeners would be familiar if you are, I suppose, you hear of, you know, cases going on and people who provide character references, normally they are in the form of a written statement and they're usually read out in court. What Regina Doherty wants is that those people have to come in, you know, under oath and face cross-examination under proposed laws. She's published the new bill which will end the current practice that would allows people to provide character statements in the mitigation of a sexual or a violent crime. And I think on the political side of things, you know, why did we see Taoiseach Leo Varadkar over the weekend speaking about, you know, would he accept a recommendation from the Garda Commissioner to arm all Gardaí? It's this now bringing back this narrative of Fine Gael as the party of law and order. And I think that's very much what Senator Doherty is trying to do here.
All right. Do you support the proposals though, Patrick Costa?
I do. I think that it's a very sensible proposal. I think that giving character references in cases like this is questionable. And I think that putting them before the courts and putting them before, allowing them to be cross-examined is utterly appropriate in our adversarial legal system.
Martin Kenny?
Yeah, I think they are. But I think we also have to have caution. And I like, for instance, if somebody is convicted of bringing in 10 million euros worth of drugs into the country that's going to destroy the lives of entire communities, but it's okay for them to have a character reference, but not for somebody else who has done an equally terrible, heinous crime to a particular individual. You know, I think we have to be careful. I do believe that everyone deserves to get a fair trial. And I believe we have to be cautious and we have to balance in it. And that's why I think, you know, yes, it's valid, but again, it needs to be done with the correct balances and checks.
Richard,
I'm
going to have to assume you support your party colleague because we're running out of time. We'll be back shortly after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.